Mouth sores, tender gums, and a sore throat often result from radiation therapy, chemotherapy, or infection. If you're under treatment for cancer and have a sore mouth or gums, see your doctor. That way you can be sure the soreness is a treatment side effect and not an unrelated dental problem. The doctor may be able to give you medicine that will control mouth and throat pain, which will mean you get back to eating comfortably sooner. Dietitian Wayne Epton also has some tips to help you deal with some of these problems. Wayne, to start with, what is normal and what's not?
I guess if your mouth is sore all the time, so especially when you're chewing or swallowing, then it's not normal.
And what can you do to relieve it?
There's a few things you can do. You should avoid things that are going to cause any pain or discomfort. So avoiding salty, acidic or very hot foods, definitely.
Okay, and what about when it comes to big pieces, small pieces, that kind of thing?
Obviously, if you make the pieces as small as possible so that you're not having to chew as much, you could chop them, blend them, mince them, or even puree them to make it easier for you to chew.
And how important is texture when you're looking at consuming things with a sore mouth?
Definitely, it's one of the most important things. Obviously, the more you have to chew or the sharper the foods like biscuits or crackers, or even toast, they tend to scratch the inside of your mouth or throat when you swallow them. So making sure that it's not dry or crunchy will definitely help when you go to swallow.
And I guess on top of toast, probably Vegemite, like you were saying, things that are a bit salty, yeah. You'll have to give that a miss for a little while.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess that's what patients miss.
I would miss it, that's for sure. Now, what sort of fluids will help if you've got a sore mouth?
Drinking plenty of nourishing fluids, and by nourishing we mean high protein, high calorie kind of fluids. And you can get things such as smoothies, milkshakes, Milo, Ovaltine, those kind of things. They are all high in calories and protein.
What about fruit juices? What would you say about them?
They're okay, but they're not high in calories generally, and they're not high in protein. So if you can avoid those and go for the more nourishing things, you're going to get more bang for your buck.
Now, I know sometimes with teeth, they can react whether you drink hot things or cold things. What about with the actual mouth tissue itself? Is temperature something you should consider?
Definitely try and use cold foods and drinks because that's going to help soothe your mouth and throat. You can use stuff like ice cream, cold milk, cold juices, something from the fridge definitely, especially when it's hotter in the summer. Try drinking fluids through a straw because that's going to bypass any sore spots in your mouth. And try and talk with your doctor as well if you're still having problems.
Now, if you're a smoker, how do these things affect you?
Smoking definitely irritates the mouth and causes more problems.
Brushing teeth, I guess, is something that you might not want to, well, you might not really feel like doing if you've got a sore mouth, but it's not really something we can avoid, is it?
Definitely, and you shouldn't be avoiding brushing your teeth. It's really important to keep your mouth nice and clean. What you can do is choose a softer toothbrush, and they're readily available in any supermarket, or even using a child's size toothbrush.
Yeah, I know, I do that, and apparently my dentist said it was quite normal, even if you're an adult.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice and small, gets into the nice nooks and crannies without damaging your mouth anymore.
And what about if you have false teeth?
If you wear dentures, you can leave them soaking in your normal denture solution for longer. That'll keep them a lot cleaner. And don't put your dentures in your mouth all day because that's going to wear on your gums and cause abrasions and make your mouth even sorer. So only put them in your mouth when you actually need them.
Dietitian Wayne Epton. And another thing to consider if you want to drink fruit juices is the acidity. Some juices are very acidic and could cause you some discomfort if you drink them when you have mouth ulcers. Just something to keep in mind.